Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Okay, Patty Duke passed away yesterday. She was 69 years old. And it was Nick DiGilio, by the way. And I do want to mention this. Dan, this is I'm getting texts from George Karzis, who is the owner of the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. And we spent my mom's birthday slash Easter celebration there this weekend. And a great, as usual, fantastic. It's the best restaurant on the planet. If you don't go there, you're dumb. You have to go there. It's fantastic. Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park. It's fantastic. GaleStreet.com. Love George. He's the best. George went nuts over those guys. George went nuts and is desperately looking for the letters from Laura song. But they didn't record it yet. So George is like on their Facebook page going, I can't find it. But you have a convert. I just want to say to the guys from All the Wine, they have a convert. George loved him. So that's a good guy to have on your side because he's George Karzis. He's the man. So, anyway, Patty Duke passed away. Now, I'm a little bit too young to have had, like, the full-on, you know, like, teenage crush that guys, like, in their mid to late 60s probably had for her. She passed away. She was only 69 years old. And she died yesterday. But I have to say this. I found Patty Duke. I fell in love with Patty Duke in a very strange, unorthodox way. I fell in love with her from her appearances on Match Game. That's when I fell in love with Patty Duke. And then I went back and discovered the Patty Duke show where she played the cousins and the twins and the. So that's like the full on love for Patty Duke. I was like late to the game on that because I'm younger. I'm 50, and so, you know, the Patty Duke show was like in the early 60s, and Miracle Worker was like in 1962. I wasn't even born yet at that point, so like it was all about Match Game, and I loved her on Match Game. I thought she was so cute, and. And also, what was cool about Patty Duke, does anybody remember, Vic, do you remember Patty Duke?
I know her. I mean, I know of her. I didn't know. I think I might have been a little too young when, you know, Patty Duke. But I do, yeah, I know of her.
Now, have you ever, has anybody.
Very recognizable, you know.
Oh, my God. She was awesome. Esmeralda, did you ever watch the Patty Duke reruns, the Patty Duke show?
I've actually recently, because they're on Antenna TV.
Antenna TV, that's
I've been watching the Patty Duke show.
It's fantastic. It's awesome. She's terrific on
that
show.
It's adorable. I love the cousin.
Yeah.
The worldly cousin.
Yeah. You have to love that show. I mean, so Patty Duke was amazing. She was amazing. She won an Academy Award for The Miracle Worker, and she was incredible in that. And I think up until that point, she was the youngest. I think she was the youngest person to ever win an Oscar until that point. And then, of course, you know, that went to Tatum O'Neill, and then I believe Anna Paquin won and was younger. But and then Patty, the thing about Patty Duke, she was a terrific actress. She was a great TV star. But she was also, for God's sake, she was married to Gomez from the Addams Family. She's to John Astin. She's married to Gomez. And she is Samwise's mom. Samwise from the Lord of the Rings movies. It's Rudy. She's Rudy's mom. Well, no, for those people who are younger, Goonies, right? Right, Dan, you were about to say that, right, Goonies?
It popped to mind. I wasn't going to say anything.
No, I know. I'm a little bit older. Goonies is like, that's a seminal movie to a lot of people.
Or Encino Man.
Yeah.
I love Encino Man.
Great movie.
Sean Astin, Pauly Shore, and Brendan Fraser. I like that movie, man. I'm glad you brought that one up. I think that's a cool movie. But anyway, so it was her appearances on Match Game, because I watched Match Game every day when I was a kid. Match Game started like in 1973, so I was 8 when that show started. And I watched Match Game. I loved Match. I still love Match Game. I'm in my 50s, and I watch Match Game. I love Match Game. It's the best game show ever. And she was on many, many, many times on Match Game. And I always thought she was so cute, and I just thought she was amazing. She had a very interesting life. She was fighting mental illness for a long time. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 1982, and she was only 69. And she says, I don't mind. She used to say, I don't mind being thought of as someone who is crazy because I had no control over that situation. She wrote in her 1988 autobiography, Call Me Anna, which was her her real first name. What I don't like is for people to believe I choose to do destructive things. In the last half of her life, Duke became an advocate on mental health issues, writing a book in 1992 highlighting bipolar disorder and its treatments and using her fame to fight for others struggling with the disease. Her first major role was in 1959. She portrayed blind and deaf Helen Keller on Broadway. The success of the two-year run led to her playing the same role in the 1962 film version of The Miracle Worker, for which she won a Golden Globe and an Oscar. The Patty Duke Show followed 3 years later. She played Duke played the twin roles of an English and American cousin living in New York. Now, one of the most iconic movies that she's been in was Valley of the Dolls. Now, you can't talk about Patty Duke without talking about Valley of the Dolls, which is a bit of a camp classic. And a pretty phenomenal piece of work. Now, Esmeralda, I know your love for Barbarella.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is not a science fiction film by any stretch of the imagination, Valley of the Dolls. But it came out around the same time. It came out in 67. I think Barbarella was 68, I want to say. Right around the same time.
Is that the one that Roger Ebert?
Yes. No, Roger Ebert wrote Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Oh, Beyond. Okay.
Yeah, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls was this insane pseudo-sequel that Russ Meyer directed and Roger wrote, which is also a fantastic movie. Valley of the Dolls is based on a very popular pulp novel written by, oh, man. Dan, could you look that up? The author who wrote it, she was, I want to say Jacqueline, no, it's not Jacqueline Suzanne. I can't remember.
Jacqueline Suzanne.
Oh, it was Jacqueline Suzanne. Okay, so Jacqueline Suzanne wrote this crazy novel about Hollywood and women and pills. And it's just this, Esmeralda, if you enjoy watching movies from that Barbarella-type time period, you got to see Valley of the Dolls.
Right. I haven't seen it, but from what I've seen clips and bits of it.
Oh, yeah.
It looks very much, and I guess this is so younger people can relate, it looks very much like a Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
Episode.
Except it's very 60s and...
Right, which makes it even better.
Oh, no, fantastic. And the costumes, the music, and the acting is spectacularly over the top. Like, beautifully melodramatic, including Patty Duke, who's fantastic in it. And it's one of those movies that that the gays have embraced.
Oh, I could see that.
Like, Valley of the Dolls is a huge gay movie. And it's like, it was really funny because I started posting stuff. When I found out that Patty Duke died, I started posting stuff on my Facebook page, and I posted a couple of her appearances from, believe it or not, they're online. You can actually see a couple of her appearances from Match Game, and I posted the theme song from her, you know, the opening credits from her TV show. But all of my gay friends, all of the my Facebook friends who are gay. Everybody posted clips from Valley of the Dolls. That was because it's like this gay iconic movie, and she's fabulous in it. So if you've not seen it, I highly recommend it, Esmeralda. I really have a feeling that you would enjoy the hell out of it. I really do. So we'll take a break, and we'll talk a little bit more about Patty Duke. And I would love to hear from you guys about your few guys' memories or thoughts about Patty Duke. You know, what she did for mental health issues was really, really important. She also was the president of the Screen Actors Guild for about 6 years or 5 years. She was amazing. She was awesome and has a great legacy, not just as an actress, but as someone, you know, who really cared and shed a lot of light on the world of mental illness. So 312-981-7200. We're going to talk a little bit more about Patty Duke, who passed away. Rest in peace. She was way too young, only 69 years old. So we'll talk a little more about Patty Duke. And then after the 3:30 news, we're going to be joined by Andrew Taylor, who has eaten nothing but potatoes for 90 days. And we're going to find out why he's going to do that for an entire year. That's all coming up. Please don't give our secret. Yeah. Batty Duke passed away. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. So Patty Duke was 69. She passed away. And it's very sad. And she died of sepsis from a ruptured intestine. And she dealt with a lot of issues in her life, including mental illness. She was married four times. I didn't know she was married four times. She had a 13-year marriage to John Astin. And they had two kids together. They had Sean Astin, of course, Samwise from the Lord of the Rings trilogy, Rudy, or whatever his character was from The Goonies, and whatever his character was from Encino Man, which is one of the most important motion pictures in the history of cinema. she had a second son, Mackenzie, who was also an actor. And then she adopted another son, Kevin, in 1989 with her fourth husband, Michael Pierce. I did not know she was married. I didn't know she was married four times. And she tweeted out, her last tweet was on their anniversary, which was March 15th, just 15 days ago. 30 years ago today, Mike and I married. We are having a very happy and quiet day. Love and hugs to all. And that was her last tweet. Actress Holly Robinson Peete was among the many paying tribute to Duke, calling her a legendary actor and an eloquent humanitarian. Actress Marley Matlin called Duke brave, outspoken, and she was a great humanitarian. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Patty Duke passed away. You know, the Patty Duke show, Esmeralda, used to be on when I would get home from work. It used to be on at, like, I think at 5:30 and 6, 5:30 a.m. and 6 on Antenna TV.
I think it's now afternoon.
I think it's on early afternoons. I think it's on early afternoons now. Yeah, they moved it. They moved it. But, yeah, so it's a fun show. She was great. Patty Duke was great. Now, do you ever watch reruns of Match Game?
I've never been able to catch any. It's usually the No Whammy Game.
No.
It's usually that one that's on.
Well, it's on the Game Show Network. Well, you don't have the cables.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's on the Game Show Network and Buzzr.
No, see, but I get Buzzr because that's free.
Right. Buzzr is, Buzzr shows it at like 9, I think.
P.M.?
No, A.M.
A.M.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm asleep by then.
Oh, you're slow. Oh, yeah, that's right. I stay up when I get home. I always forget that, like, a lot of people
go
directly to bed. Yeah, I stay up until like 11 or 12, and then I go to bed. So that's when a lot of those are on. The problem with Buzzr, and I love Buzzr, and if anybody else has noticed this, Dan, do you watch Buzzr ever? The game show thing?
Buzzr? Unfortunately, it's not part of my package.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry about that.
Friday, by the way, we'll be back to our regular stuff there, straight out of context. Just mark that down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. But the thing about Buzzr is it seems like they're showing the same episodes all the time. All the time. And there were a lot of episodes and a lot of seasons of these game shows. But they seem to be showing, like, the same episodes from, like, a half a season over and over and over and over again.
Do you think they're not able to get them all?
I don't know, but it's dumb.
It's extra.
I don't know, but it's very disappointing because I would love to be able to watch these game shows on a regular basis, the old game shows, but they seem to only have about 15 of them, and they keep showing them over and over and over. Every time I turn on Tattletales, it's always like Pat Harrington and his wife, and like, you know, Alan Ludden and Betty White. It's always the same set of shows. I think they seriously only have like 20 episodes of Tattletales, and they just show them over and over and over and over and over again. It's really frustrating because Tattletales was on for like 7 years. And Match Game, don't even get me started. They only show like from 1978, usually, like the later part of Richard Dawson's appearances when he hated being there because he had Family Feud at that time and was only on Match Game because of a contract. So he was a total jerk. The last, like, 2 years he was on that show, he was a complete jerk. So you get nothing but jerky Richard Dawson on Match Game. So that's disappointing. But a lot of those actually do show Patty Duke, so you got that. All right. Well, anyway, rest in peace, Patty Duke. She was fantastic. and she was taking them from us way too young, like many people have in this year of 2016. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk to a guy who is eating nothing but potatoes for a year. We're going to talk about that.